Hello, hello, Radish Farm, and thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Mama Moo Gossip Corner, where your latest and greatest about your favorite group of dorks comes from yours truly, DJ Abby. Now, girlies, it is spooky season after all, and what better yet than to talk about something else other than a movie recommendation, which I will get on in a second. But not only do we have a special episode today, we have a special guest with us as well. His name is David. Say hi, David.
Hello. hi, this is my first time appearing, and
I know, and there is a little bit of it. It's just like, my first episode with talking about the Hwasa African robe scandal and all that great stuff, I really wanted to have him on because I was like, you know, what a better way to start a podcast than having a guest on? But then it was like, you know, we're having all these like difficulties and I was wanting to record on Discord, but then I couldn't. I was trying to do it on Anchor, but I couldn't do that either. So believe me, after like a few practices, I've already had a guest on, I'm figuring, you know what, Anchor is the best way to go. And so, yeah, obviously we're happy to have him on, obviously.
I'm finally here. Woo!
I know! I'm so freaking excited. David, how are you doing today?
Great. I just recently finished some classes, and now I'm just happy to be here again.
You know, same. I just finished some classes, and girlies, we have a question. Now, because it is October, what scares you the most? It's something that always, like, is something that, you know, you have, like, little things that, you know, just, you know, creep you out, or you have to have that nightlight on before you go to sleep. But for me, it has always been, like, spiders or needles. And I do have a funny story. Now, I'm under the philosophy that, and David, maybe you agree with me, that anything that has more than four legs does not deserve to live. What do you think?
What? Well, technically, humans have four legs, so by that logic, yes, but we're not gonna... Wait, are you saying that you would kill dogs and cats?
No. I mean, you... No, hold on, listen to me. Listen, I mean to say that, okay, so you know how, like, centipedes have more than four legs? They have, like, 200?
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's what I mean.
My dumb brain just thought that you said four legs exclusively, but...
No, oh my goodness, no, I'm not that ruthless. Goodness. But what I mean, yeah, but what I mean is, like, you know, all these, like, creepy, I mean, I can't for the life of me think that there are things that have more than four legs that live out there, and it creeps me out. So what I'm saying is, like, please just stay away from me. And because spiders creep me out. I mean, and I have a needle story that I just, like, for instance, I can't handle the fact of seeing people getting tattoos, like, because the needle that's like them, like, ugh, I can't. But David, what scares you? Two things.
I would just say regular jump scares and me getting separated from people that I love, but we don't talk about that.
Oh my gosh. But that's like a dark scare though. I mean, are you afraid to, like, sleep with, like, the lights off or something?
No, I'm not scared of that much. It's just, I'm usually just scared of jump scares and just atmospheric stuff, but nothing just...
Oh, okay. Well, even with that said, it's like, you know, I mean, we all have things that scare us, right? But the thing is, and there's a fun movie that I just watched yesterday, and I would like to recommend it to everyone that, you know, you guys have no idea what to watch. I mean, but here we are, one more week. We've got, I believe, isn't next week Halloween?
It's this week.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Sunday.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited. So, all right, girlies, my movie recommendation for the week is this movie called Scream. And Scream is not really a jump scare horror type of movie. It's not a movie for everyone, but it was an American film made in the 90s. And it kind of explores horror elements in a comedic way, but at the same time, it keeps you interested. I mean, and to me, I have a lot of fun watching it, mostly because every time I watch it, I know how it's going to end, but it kind of like gets a little bit better every time you watch it. So it's like the fine wine of October. So, hey, check it out if you'd like to watch it. And David, we need to segue into what we're talking about today. Because not only do we have tea, but we also have a teaser to talk about. So I'm thinking, let's just leave the teaser for later, but the tea needs to come first because, I mean, what else would we have if we didn't have the tea first?
Yeah, like that tea is the most important part of everything. Let's be real.
Right. So, girlies, stick around and we are going to segue right into the tea. All right, so girlies, here we are for a segment. Now, I gotta be honest, this tea is probably, this is, I have to admit that, you know, I was going through all my tweets and receipts, trying to gather everything that I can. But at the same time, I'm thinking, this is worse than just anti-drama. This is worse than when antis are trying to accuse people of cultural appropriation of anything, because you know what? That's something that Muse can just take with a grain of salt, right? It's nothing that, like, you know, whatever about it. But this is worse because we have Muse pitting Muse against each other about our favorite group of dorks. Now, what is going on? I don't even know what I'm talking about. So let's go on to my bookmarks because this is where I keep all of my receipts and my screenshots and everything. So recently, let me think, what actually happened? Hwasa and Wiyun are both being nominated for Best Female Solo Artist. Now, of course, amazing to be nominated. Not gonna even like debate that. But David, what is going on?
Well, there was somebody on Facebook was trying to like if I remember correctly, was trying to make people vote for Wiyun mainly while Hwasa was also in the same competition of sorts. And
Right.
that just kind of erupted and made Mumu's fight in I can't speak today. Made Mumu's have infighting. And that's I do. Oh God.
Right, and I have the screenshot of that Facebook post right here. It was made by this account called RBW Voting and Streaming Team. Now, this is how the post reads. We recommend Muse to focus all votes on Wiyun for Best Female Solo Artist. Voting on three different categories isn't efficient for our fandom. Though we could try getting the win for the group category, the possibility isn't high. Even the gap right now is too big. We choose Wiyun over Hwasa not because we support the other less, but because we wanted to give credit to Wiyun's hard work and talent. Plus, Hwasa had just won an international award from Break Tubo. So we decided that this time it would be better for Wiyun to get the award. Now, okay, do I think that this post, now let's just actually just go over this post in general. Now, David, what are your initial thoughts? Do you think that this post was malicious? Do you think there was maybe a jab there? I mean, what do you think?
Well, honestly, I don't believe that the post was meant to be malicious. It's just that a lot of Mumus kind of took it that way because I don't know, honestly. But the post, what it was just trying to do is give Wien the credit that she does deserve, for sure. But a lot of Mumus just started infighting it because of it. And honestly, it's just kind of infuriating seeing Mumus fight about this. Because
Right.
it's
And,
not
oh my
because,
God.
oh, no, something wrong. You go, Abby. Let's go. You're
Oh, okay.
host.
Okay, and I have to agree with you. I don't think that the person behind this post meant to incite any fights because they have given their reasons as to why they want Wiyun to get the award. But at the same time, in the beginning, they say we recommend Moose to focus all votes on Wien. So it's the fact that they said they recommend it, not the fact that this person, they could have said that, oh, I'm voting for Wien because I believe she deserves this award. Not to say that Hwasa doesn't deserve it, but because Hwasa has already gotten an award, I really would like Wien to get something as well. I believe that's how that could have been worded in order. And by the way, this post actually has been deleted, which kind of, I don't know, is a telltale sign that they knew they didn't word it right. But it's like, to me, okay, and this is not because I'm a Hwasa bias, right? And girlies, actually, the reason why not only is David my absolute bestie, but the fact is that he is a Wien stan, and I am a Hwasa stan. So I figured it'd be an interesting dynamic to get each other together and just talk about this whole problem. Now, just because Hwasa has already won an international award does not make her any less qualified, because Wien is also up for grabs for this award. That's my take. What do you think, David?
Well, my take is that they weren't trying to do anything malicious, but they were trying to give Wien something that she honestly does rightfully deserve. But this, I think, all stems from, it's not that Hwasa is less eligible for the award, it's that they kind of want to spread out the awards, like, through multiple Mamamoo members, and the one that they happened to choose here was Wien. That's where I kind of stand in this. It's not that they wanted, like, oh, Hwasa already has her awards, let's give this to another member. It's more so of a, she's already won a lot of awards, let's just try to give this one to Wien.
Right. That's, and honestly, like, I totally agree with that. And it's the fact that, you know, there are a lot of people on Twitter right now, and I actually had a, well, I can't even say discussion because they didn't even respond, but it was these Wien stans that were coming after Hwasa stans saying that Wien never gets anything. She does all of these original soundtracks and we try our best to stream, but it's your fault for not streaming. It's your fault that she's not going to win. And it's like, are you kidding me? Yeah, and
I would say this also helps to, like, me to say a point right now, is that a lot of Wien stuff, which is mainly either OSTs or single releases, don't do as well as, like, I would say other members do, but it's, I would say, mainly because Mumu's in the fandom. We're just, wait, okay, now I'm good. Mumu's in the fandom, we're just notorious for being bad streamers.
Right. But
a lot of Wien biases, I think, are really pissed off that Wien had, like, an OST not too long ago. And literally the bare minimum that she was, that it was planned to get for the OSC was, what, 1 million views for it, I think it was. And yeah, we couldn't even get to that goal, which honestly doesn't surprise me because I've seen that Mumu's suck at streaming, but it's how far we were from the goal that I think, which that shocked a lot of Wien biases. But then we see all the other members releasing their stuff, getting noticed, and everybody praising it, and everybody streaming it. But then we see all of Wien's stuff kind of, I don't want to use the word flopping in comparison, but it's not doing as well as every other one. And a lot of Wien biases, I think, are pissed at a lot of Mumu's, because when it comes to a lot of the other members, they're always on arms that let's stream, but when it's for Wien, a lot of people just don't stream. And I think this also has to do with a lot of solo standing Wien, but not helping her in any way. But I understand, like, why the Wien stands are mad, and I even sympathize with them.
That, right.
Like, that's what I think.
Right, and I totally understand where you're coming from. It's the fact that we all know that Wiyan is possibly the most underappreciated member of Mamamoo, and I understand that these Wiyan biases are upset that, for instance, these because you're right, Hwasa has gotten all these awards and everything, and but see, it's coming to the point where these Wiyan stans are willing to discredit another member of Mamamoo just because she happened to get more awards. And does Wiyan deserve an award? Of course she does. In my opinion, her most recent soundtrack, what's it called? Shine
Shine
on
on
Me?
You, Shine on you.
Yeah,
It was an OST.
right. So I think I listened to it the other day. Can't remember. But do I see it's come to the point where, okay, which song is better? I'm not even looking, I'm not even seeing faces at this point. I'm saying, do I like the song? Because it's come, I mean, because like the thing is, I hate the fact that, you've got two members of the same group being nominated, but then you have to choose. And obviously, I mean, this is a Hwasa stan talking. I'm gonna be voting for Hwasa because I think her songs are great. But at the same time, it's like, well, Wiyan stans, where are you? I mean, are you on the site? Are you voting? Are you, trying to get those numbers up? I mean, because the last time I checked, Wiyan's numbers were doing a bit like they weren't doing. They were like a slimmer behind Hwasa. So her numbers are doing very good on the polls, but it's kind of like, you guys, you can't be doing this. I'm still getting notifications of people coming, not really coming after, but they're just they like Wiyan stans are trying to come after Hwasa stans for saying all this stuff, and then not even like Hwasa stans are trying to snap back, but then you've got Hwasa stans saying, well, she spent 6 months in isolation working on this album. She was away from her friends and her family, and she composed and made all of this music. So yeah, she deserves the award over Wiyan. Me personally, I don't think that's a healthy mindset. I think that's
Yeah, I was
actually,
about to say.
yeah, I don't think that's right at all because, listen. Wasa, okay, listen, she could have made 16 songs, okay? It couldn't, I don't care how many songs she made, but it's the fact that you're pitting two best friends against each other, and that's wrong. I mean, that's not what Mamamoo is. Wiyan stans, Hwasa stans. Hwasa and Wiyan would be like, they would
Ashamed.
be so sad about this behavior that you are having. And it pisses me off because it's like, why do you girls really think that one is better than the other? Because if you do, then politely leave the fandom. Because that's not the behavior that we need to have. We need to have a all conclusive fandom. All conclusive wholesomeness.
Yeah, and also another thing that I wanted to add on is, I understand Hwasa has done can I swear?
Yeah, go ahead.
A shit ton of work, for sure. She's worked her ass off for everything, but who's to say Wiyan hasn't? Like, if I remember correctly, last year she had some incidents where she couldn't perform with the group, and she has had, and Wiyan, from what I know, has had her solo album, and she's still working on that. But you don't see us coming after you guys for just, oh, she's still working on her solo. No. And it's the mindset of, oh, this she deserves it more than this girl. And it's like, I don't agree with that, because saying that this girl deserves it more is just discrediting the other one.
Right. And yeah, you are just so right. Okay. And I will actually just admit this right now. I was under the impression that Quassa did deserve it more until I realized what I was thinking. I was like, okay, so here am I talking about two women that I've never met. And I admittedly just said that one is more talented than the other. And I was like, I'm horrible. I can't believe I would literally think that. I mean, again, I understand, like, we want the best for our girls. We want the best, probably even the best is best for our biases. I get that. But at the same time, you can't say that one is more talented than the other. Instead, how about you have the mindset of, like, for instance, you never really see Wien rap. But at the same time, you know that Moonbyul is very good at rapping. So you could say that Moonbyul's expertise is rapping, but Wien's expertise is, I don't know, being cute or something. So, but
Singing,
see, really is
like,
singing, right? But see, then you, but see, you never point out a negative. Instead, you say what they're good at, but you never point out a negative. That's the kind of mindset that moos need to have. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's a hot take to these moos that are fighting on Twitter, but it's, I mean, it's gotta stop.
well, I from what I've seen of the fights, they're true. I would say that. They're indirectly discrediting. They're not doing it with the intention of discrediting. They're doing it because they just think one deserves it over the other, which I am honestly of the both of them deserve it. But we need to come to like a stalemate of either we choose to vote one over the other, or I would say just don't vote at all because look at the turmoil that this is causing our fandom.
And I don't understand. It's like, and I'm really torn about it because a lot of my own people that I follow, and I'm pretty picky about people that I follow, and mostly because I follow people who are doing news, people who talk about drama or anything. But the thing is that the people that I'm following are people who are the, maybe they're not doing it intentionally, but I still feel like in a bit they are discrediting Wien because as much as every, and believe me, I understand everything that Hwasa's been through. I mean, she's done this album. I mean, she's been through a scandal that wasn't even her fault. She's got all of these brand deals, and so it's kind of like I understand everything that she's a very busy girl, obviously. And the thing is that, right, she did win another award. That doesn't mean that she can't be nominated for another one. And at the same time, stans are going to be torn because they don't know who to vote for because they're nervous that if they say who they vote for, oh, Wien stans are gonna get mad at you if you vote for Hwasa. Oh, Hwasa stans are gonna get mad at you because you voted for Wien. Like, how about this mindset? Whoever wins, you know, just be grateful. You know, a girl from Mamamoo won, and I would like, and honestly, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I hope someone, you know, to teach Moos a lesson, just no one from Mamamoo win, just to teach him a lesson, because this is what happens when you fight. I mean, really though.
Yeah, but yeah, for sure. But the thing is that the problem is that if we don't directly vote for one member, from what I know, they're both gonna lose. That's the reason why this turmoil is even happening, is because we need to vote for one member so that member wins. If we don't vote for that member, we divide the votes equally. Neither one is gonna win. So I am of the belief that, if this fight continues on, we're not gonna win it for sure. But honestly, this would be good to like tell Moose, hey, let's just figure it out and not throw the other one under the bus and just say, mine has done more, so I think we should vote mine. And that's the reason why I'm like, honestly, there's two ways out of this. Either A, the votes are split and we lose, or B, we come to a stalemate as Hwasa and Wien biases and we choose one. Which, honestly, if I were to choose one, aside from me being a Wien biased, of course, because I need to accept that, but I would say I would vote for Wien, but it's mainly because I think this is the mentality of a lot of Wien stans. Wien has done a lot of work, but they don't get as recognized as the other girls, and we get really pissed at that. So then we have Hwasa biases going and saying, but Hwasa did more, and that just infuriates us more because that's just you saying Wien did nothing, but Hwasa did more. It's like, So my way of thinking this is that either A, our fandom's gonna fight, we're gonna divide our votes, and then what's gonna happen is neither of them are gonna win. Or B, one stan list submits. And honestly, I do. This is gonna be a shit show.
Right. Well, the thing is that, okay, because remember when I told you that, I looked at, I think I looked at the voting polls maybe like a little bit ago, maybe like an hour, and I noticed that they were almost the same. I mean, Wien was a bit behind Hwasa, but they were still about the same, which just proves just what you said, that Wien and Hwasa stans are divided. And even Moonbyul and Solar stans are divided because they don't know who to vote for either, because they're seeing all of these petty people typing away at clacking their keys on their laptops, being like, oh my gosh, well, no, Hwasa's done more, so she deserves it. No, Wien deserves it because Wien's never gotten anything. It's like, well, yeah, both arguments are valid. But at the same time, why are you having that mentality? It's sickening. And because these are people, we're like actual real life people we are pitting against each other. And why can't you just admit that, you know, like the best way that we could have gone about this is that even before, okay, so like let's time travel, maybe like about 4 days ago, and we realized that Hwasa and Wien are nominated. Congrats. We're so happy for him. Well, why not just come together as a fandom, have a big world meeting, and just be like, okay, who are we going to vote for then? Because
Just the
obviously we
fandom's
haven't.
overlord.
Yeah, just who are we going to vote for? You know, if we all choose Hwasa, great. If we all choose Wien, great. But see, at the same time, it's like, so, okay, so now all of the votes are going to be focusing on one idol. So that idol will possibly win, who knows? But now, because the votes, we look at the poll, the votes are nearly touching each other. But then it's like, well, there are other idols being nominated. So then what are we going to do? I
Yeah,
mean,
there's a lot of heavy heaters for sure. There's a lot of heavy hitters. Like we have IU that's like right behind both of them, and I'm pretty sure is about to like pass them. So yeah, like this is gonna be okay, question. Where was it that the voting was taking place? Because I remember voting, but I don't remember the app.
I literally just, oh, I know what you're talking about because I just voted. Isn't it called? Wait a minute. If I go to one of my friends' Twitter handles, I think I know where to find it. But honestly, with like kind of just summarizing what's been going on, if we just look at this, and I honest to God, I think that this is a good lesson for Moose. Next time, how about we just work together? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And oh, it's the app is called M Wave. I think.
M-Wave? Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it's the point that, yeah, it's for the, actually, oh, that's for the mama voting, but wait a minute. The Idol Champ, I think that's the
Idol Champ. Yeah, I was in that one.
Yeah, so I voted for Idol Champ for Mamamoo Best Group. Oh, but it's the fact that, like, I mean, I really hope Moos learn their lesson. And if learning their lesson means that none of the girls win, then so be it. Because honestly, and I hate saying that because it's like the girls do deserve something.
This is just, it's painful for us to say because, like, we want our girls to win. We honestly don't care which one.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be, like, of course I'm going to be more happy if Wien wins because I am a Wien bias and she hasn't won something in a long time. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to be happy if Wasa wins. Like, it's a win for Mamamoo.
Right, right. And, but see, yeah, that's actually what it comes down to. And, you know, we're going to leave it at that. But the thing is, Moos, is that this is a win for Mamamoo. It's not a win for one idol over the other. It's the fact that Mamamoo's name is going to be attached to that. And that's really what it should come down to. When you behave like this, saying that one is better than the other, you're sounding like an OT3, and that's not what we want. I mean, if anything, OT3s are the most toxic people, and believe me, I could go on all about that, but we're not ready for that discussion.
I add a little? I would the reason why this even erupted in the first place is because technically Moomoos don't have that one big account that everybody goes to like get more information in. Is the account that gives us like the instructions, I guess, to who to vote. Because like from what I've seen, there isn't that one big account that's telling us, hey, let's vote this way and then we can, this is going to be a win. But we have a bunch of like big accounts that are not like cooperating with this, and they're just saying, oh, we should vote this, but we should also vote for her. And it's kind of like that's also clashing. So from what I see, it is that we should have at least a big account that's run for like before you do the announcement, you go through some people and you talk over it, and then you say, oh, we should vote for a blind person, let's host a streaming party, let's blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way that I'm thinking of it.
Right. And obviously it just comes down to that Moos probably aren't ready for that discussion. And right now, I am pretty upset with my own fandom. It's kind of, not that, like, it's making me question things, but, like, I have already made, I'm going to leave it at here, but I've already made a story about how, like, I was nervous about getting into K-pop because I don't know if I could handle that, but I came here to the move. I came here because I realized that there was this group out here that wasn't conforming to Korean standards, that weren't so cookie-cutter, and they look like plastic dolls. Like, they look like real people who are just wanting to spread their talent and have fun with it. Like, they started from nothing, and look where they are right now. So, it's like, what's going on? But, girlies, this is the end of that segment, and we are going to get on to something a lot more happier, a lot more healthier, and we'll see you there. All right, girlies, here we are. We are at the, technically final segment, but because our last one was so long, this is just going to be a little more funner type, because let's be honest, that last one was grueling. It was grueling, and you all just want to hear something a lot better, right? Well, I mean, look what we got. We have a new teaser trailer for Aya from our favorite group of dorks. And might I just say that Moos, as much as, you know, I was harping on y'all last time in the segment, we actually made a million views in under 24 hours. So round of applause. I mean, that I know. Yeah, good job, everyone. We're practicing our streaming habits. We made a million under 24 hours, which I don't believe has been done before. So congrats. I mean, obviously I was there streaming, I was doing everything. David, what were you doing?
I was streaming, but I was also doing homework while I was streaming, so.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, same. I think I put on I think I was like doing some like worksheets or whatever when I was streaming, but Moose, you know how I review. I go, you click on that video and you're gonna review it with me. We go by every single shot. And because I got a special guest, it's probably gonna be a little bit longer, but you know what? That's what we are here for. So, first image, right? We've got Fossa in like I think it's kind of funny because on Twitter or like Stan Twitter, everyone is calling her outfit like a dominatrix outfit, which is like
Which let's be real,
the
she can
black.
dominate any Mumu and we would be happy of it.
Wait, what?
She could dominate any Mumu and we would be happy for it. She just pickaxes us in the mouth.
That's true.
What?
That's true.
What? I just
It's
realized
funny.
she has toothpaste.
Oh yeah, she on the little her little tool belt there, she's got like a toothbrush and like it's like so funny. I don't understand what's going on in this first shot. I mean, I kind of do, but at the same time, she's surrounded by tombstones with the name Tooth on it. And she's got a pickaxe, and she's wearing this black leather outfit, and she has dentist tools. And it's like, I don't know what can make this shot more random,
Yeah,
but
it's kind of like a clash of two things that you honestly never knew could clash, but they just did. And there was
right.
this like I not sure a th there was a, this theory on Mumu Twitter that it's just that this entire MV either A is of Greek gods and whatever it was, or B, this is about actual teeth. Which with this
What?
faucet, this is about like teeth and whatever. I don't know where I saw it. I will, if I can, I'll send it to you if I find it. But it was
Yeah.
about teeth. Like, and honestly, if they do a teeth concept, I will A, be f laughing my ass off, and B, I'm gonna be just so happy because that does seem in the realm of comfort for Boom Mama Moo.
Right, to just do something like so goofy.
Yeah, like we had Waggy, we had MOIA, literally the teaser photos being like a dating scandal that was just Solar and Moonbyul.
But I think like and we'll get on to theories later, but with the concept picture of we looked at so the next one after Kwasa, we see Moonbyul. And she's wearing what seems to be she's like a gender bent archer. And a lot of people were wondering like, okay, what does this mean? Because she's like in this enclosed area and there's a bunch of like holes punched through it. And so like, where is she? What is she doing? Honestly, to me, this is like, first off, love the outfit. I think this is a perfect outfit for her. I mean, she's breaking gender norms as usual. So, I mean, when I saw all the like, and actually, unfortunately, there was actually some tea that happened before the teaser dropped. Moonbyul's photo was leaked, and I think like I can't remember who did it. I think it was, I mean, I don't know. It happened on Stan Twitter, but it was like her photo got leaked. And everyone saw her outfit before, so it kind of like, first off, you're not supposed to do that, but it's like, I don't know. On to so the next thing is, I'm pretty sure it's right, it's Wiens,
She looks
and
so pretty.
I mean, I feel like I'm converting. I mean,
Comfort, comfort, comfort. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Become a
she.
Wiian Pious now.
I have to be honest, this is probably the best outfit I've ever seen. It is so pretty. I can't get over it. And the hat, like, slay me with that hat. I feel like she can cut me with that hat. I'd be thankful. And
So it's just that this entire outfit just fits so well with her. I'm just kind of screaming. I'm just really happy that she just looks great. And that's honestly, like, Wien always does that, but I'm just screaming right now because she looks so pretty and everything.
Right. And then, like, oh my, it's okay. Then the last outfit we got, and technically it's not even the last outfit because we have another thing to cover, but with Solar's outfit, now I'm still have no idea what it is, but I'm getting like Mulan vibes. And it's very like, she looks amazing. I mean, even in like the fact that she's got like a unibrow, like I don't even care. I think that she looks beautiful in whatever she's wearing. And then we've got the last scene where they are just kind of, they're just kind of vibing in this like old place. I don't even know what it's called.
I would say it's just a palace. That just the lighting. I think it's a palace with animal print.
Okay, because I figured, like, because now we can get on the theories, because, like, yeah, so that's, like, the end of the teaser. But so, okay, the initial theory that I had, now, of course, we've got Hwasa with the pickaxe. Okay, well, why does she have, like, what the frick? What is the pickaxe for? Well, my theory was, and I quote, that this song is going to be addressed to the haters. The word Aya technically could be seen as like, you know how like Dinga was is a onomatopoeia and it's for like a guitar sound. Aya is the same sound that people make when they're like annoyed, like I, like that type of noise. That's what I figure. And then so the pickaxe. Now, she is surrounded by dead teeth, essentially, meaning that they were either teeth that had been rotted or they were cavities. And I personally actually have had two cavities before, but I never had my teeth removed. Instead, I got, like, invisible fillers, but that's besides the point.
When you imagine have cavities, getting your teeth, like, taken care of by Hwasa. In that outfit. Imagine that. Just imagine that.
First off, she would scare me because she's in all black. I'm like, oh god. She's like, she looks like death.
She just tells you, open your mouth. Oh god, where are we going with this?
Ma'am, please. Like, then, so my reaction to the, so she is essentially her own dentist, meaning that, because the way is that you get rid of cavities is by you removing them by, like, a tool. Now, essentially, a pickaxe is not what you use, but the thing is, there are dentist tools that look like that. So, obviously, she's just having a big pickaxe for, like, dramatic effect. But the thing that I'm saying is, like, this is a song addressed to the haters is because the way that you get rid of haters or to remove them is by basically cutting them out of your life or removing them. So essentially, she's got like this dentist metaphor. And I'm not really sure what to think about like Moonbyul or Wien.
I honestly have a theory about Moonbyul's too, that I just think she's like Artemis from Greek mythology, which also segues into like, I think what they're trying to do is honestly just bring in different mythologies and different like different concepts from different places and like just giving them to different people. For example, Wien could be I saw on Twitter that she could be associated with La Llorona. Moonbyul could be associated with, as I said, Artemis. And Solar, there was something that she could have been associated to, but I don't remember exactly right now. But the way that I'm perceiving this is just that instead of like another diss song, which honestly Mamamoo does great, and like your theory is great, but like I honestly think that it's going to be like they just bring in stuff from different places and just put it together here, like mythos and everything, and then they just become goddesses, which they already were, but right. Like, yeah. And I didn't comment about Moonbyul's outfit, but oh my god, she looks so pretty. Like,
I love it.
Like, the red string on the arrow, I'm pretty sure, is everything. And her, just with that, like, jewel, is just, chef's kiss. Moonbyul, making me want to buy all of your outfits, even though I'm too poor to do it.
I know, it's just like, and even still, like, with moving forward, it's all of these, like, wait, did we cover Hwasa? I forget.
Hwasa was the first one we covered. The only one we
with the mythology part of it, people were saying that Hwasa was going to she was Medusa because of her earrings, they were like snakes.
Wait, let me check that out.
Yeah, pretty sure that was a thing.
Definition. Wait.
Yeah, check her earrings.
Oh, God. I can see them, but, like, I'm too blind to do it. But, yeah.
But even still, I think that the concept is very nice because their album is called Travel, meaning that they're going to be exploring and, like, showing off different cultures, but at the same time, they're not appropriating it. Instead, they're appreciating it, which is a very nice touch, I think. It's going... Obviously, it will probably save them a scandal, but at the same time, I really hope that they're careful about it.
Yeah, and honestly, wait, I just realized... Technically, it does fit into why Hwasa has a pickaxe, the Medusa thing. Sorry that I'm going back to that. It does make sense because since Medusa does turn people to stone, she could just be beating up people that she's already frozen.
Oh, that's true. Wait, yeah, I believe I heard a theory about that before the teaser dropped. Like, she has the pickaxe because after she turns someone to stone, she destroys them. Which, like, queen, slay. Like, I love that concept. But at the same time, it's like, you know... Okay, so recently, I think it was... Okay, it was pretty funny because it was this, like, thing that was going on, and Moos always have a habit of doing this. But, okay, David, have you ever seen that meme from... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where the guy is going crazy with the web board?
I have never seen It's Sunny in Philadelphia or whatever.
Oh, you have to see it.
I just now knew that that was from that, where that's from.
Really? All these people, I swear, uncultured swines. You guys gotta, like, watch
okay,
good
insult me. Insult me where you're at. Thank you for calling me a swine. Got it. No, I will leave the call right now. Try me. I will get Hwasa's pickaxe right now.
Dude, I will shoot you with Moonbyul's arrow. Threat? Is that a threat? My goodness.
You just don't threaten me with a good time.
So anyways, a lot of Moos were basically being that meme with all of these conspiracy theories as to what was going on in the teaser. Because, you know, we want to see all of these representations of different, like, gods and goddesses and all this cool stuff, right? Well, we need to get on to the fact of what was not only what was going on in the video, but what was said in the video. Because a lot of Moos, especially Indian or Desi Moos, were coming forward and saying, like, there was this phrase that was being said in the video. And if I remember correctly, and I have to go through screenshots because a lot of Desi Moos were coming forward and saying, like, South Asian or Southeast Asian countries were being represented because of this phrase. And again, I can't remember what it was. I feel like it was something like smile.
Yeah, I remember that it was smile what it translated to, but I don't remember what where exactly in the video that was. I think it was like one of the background sounds, I think.
Right, and it was like, see, and this is a lot different because, and again, this is not me going to drag any other fandom. I'm not going to mention any other K group, none of it. But what I mean is that K-pop in general has been kind of not really educated in a lot of different cultures.
That's underselling it.
I mean, it's me trying to like keep a level head and not, you know, dissing other groups. I mean, believe me, there has been a lot of groups in the recent days that have, make questionable sayings or doing something. Yeah, let's keep them out of it. Right. That's not the point of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that what Mamamoo has done as far as this teaser, I can't speak for the music video because, again, I haven't seen it yet. But what I can say is that they are doing culture appreciation, not appropriation, appreciation. And there is a big difference because for instance, when they used this person in, or this like sound bite in the background, it was translated to smile or something that was positive. They didn't use like a religious prayer, or they didn't use something that,
Yeah, they were like, just they were just sampling like a sound, which, again, a lot of people on Twitter, I've had this discussion before over, somebody was saying that Hwasa culturally appropriated in Maria because of the Latin. Okay, I'm gonna just speak in that accent. Well, she just culturally appropriated in that Latin dance break. Okay, I'm gonna stop. That she said it was like somebody that was Puerto Rican, and me as a Puerto Rican, I can't confirm that wasn't cultural appropriation at all. And Stan Twitter has become, I don't want to say the word sensitive because that just is not it, but like a lot of times they just see something that supposedly they think offends another culture, and then they just go with it and they just find an excuse to like bully, which is exactly what they were trying to do with the Mamamoo situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is, and you know, I have to say this because this is the real tea. Most of these people that are offended, or they try to act offended because they think that there is culture appropriation happening, these people are actually white. That's the tea, okay? Yeah. They're not even part of the culture that they think is being appropriated, and yet they want to cry racism because they want to bring the other group down. That is the key.
Yeah, and like, again, like, I know that we're both not part of the culture that was appreciated, but literally everybody that has been from that culture has said, this is appreciation, not appropriation. And it just kind of, it even came to a point where they're just showing themselves to them be racist. Like, it just honestly, it's hilarious how it turns. How the tables turns. I was about to say it the wrong way.
Oh.
I was about to say how the turns table. Oh god, English is not my first language. Jesus. It's interesting to see how the tables have turned. Because it's usually just them having like a savior complex over, oh my god, you appropriated this culture. Which a lot of the times I would say, yeah, some I could see it, even though I can't.
Right.
But right now, what they're trying to do is, like, being racist, saying, this is cultural appropriation. Yes, definitely. Fucking tiger prints are appropriation of a culture. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? And also, since when was using a word from a different language appropriate? appropriation? Like, if that were the case, literally every K-pop idol has appropriated.
Right, because, and actually, I made a tweet a little bit ago, and I mentioned, because there are these people basically saying that, oh, if you use, like, okay, Korean idols, right, they speak Korean, they write Korean, everything's Korean. You mean to tell me that if they say one word that is not their own language, they're culture appropriating, then every single freaking damn song from K-pop is culture appropriating? Because the reason why K-pop or J-pop is so popular is because they use American words. Or not American, I should say, wait, okay, hold on, not American.
Okay, mainly English. Okay, K-pop is mainly based off a lot of, is influenced a lot by Western media and everything like that. So, of course, they're going to be saying words that are Western, but okay, so you're gonna tell me that none of you guys has jokingly said Sana! And then you're culturally appropriating? I hate that I just said that. Okay, I'm leaving. 안녕하세요, 마마무입니다.
Oh my gosh. I just, like, but see, the thing is that you mean to tell me that, like, okay, for instance, in Waggy, Hwasa speaks French. Okay, they also speak Korean. But see, you mean to tell me that she was appropriating French culture because she wants to say "Jun Vareto" something? I can't remember what it is. But...
Oh god! Wait. Jun Vareto. Wait. Let me get Waggy on. Wait. I need.
Oh my god! Experiment.
Wait.
It was like a.
We're gonna butcher this so hard.
I took French. I just, you know, I don't understand. I don't get it.
And sorry, but by
I have some French logic, moves that follow me. They're going to hate me.
That's amazing. I can't believe you're appropriating French culture. Okay, by,
I know, look at
that. By that definition, I'm appropriating fucking up, like, it's not American culture. Like, what is it? I'm appropriating English because it isn't even my first language. What?
Right. I mean, well, technically, I'm French. I can't appropriate my own culture. But at the same time, oh god, this song.
Yeah. God, I can't
speak. This song is so cute. I love it so much. Yeah. Je ne voulais pas. Sorry. She said it too fast.
Okay. Let me just send this to you so you don't look like a clown.
I'm such a clown for my own culture. I can't even
speak. What the hell? Why are you appropriating your own culture, SMH?
I know. How dare I?
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to look up right here.
But it just comes down to the fact that Mamamoo is showing us how to culturally appreciate and not, like, you know, just be, like, you know, you see all of these K-pop groups that are intentionally appropriating, and yet somehow they get away with it.
Well, honestly, that either A, comes down to just the fan base not caring, which honestly, it comes down to A, the fan base not caring and like just double standards. But let's not get into that because we were going from French and now we're going to again this and I'm like.
Right. I mean, it's crack hour right now. So the lyric is, J'aime brettes sous le vent. Et vent? Yeah, le vent? Yeah. Oh, and also, they do speak English in this song, too. So not only are they appropriating French, but they're appropriating English as well. There's a bunch of appropriating
that,
this song.
That also reminded me. Weren't people saying that 17 could, like... Oh, I shouldn't have said that. No group.
Censor yourself. God.
Weren't like some carrots? I know it isn't all of them, and I don't know what the bad carrots are called, so pardon me for just generalizing, but weren't some like bad apples from like some carrots saying that they could sue Mamamoo for using Korean alphabet?
What?
Yeah, like it was at the end of the Tinga Tinga trailer. Wait, I'm culturally appropriating.
Wait, that's not a thing. That can't be a
that
thing.
Was a thing on like Moomoo Twitter. I saw it, and it was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, and like again, Moomoos were defending, and some were defending in ways that I'm like, let's just stop. But I, at the same time, there were a lot of carrots coming to defend Mamamoo, saying that what you're saying is fucking dumb.
I have never seen that. I know, honestly, I probably was like napping or something. I didn't.
Yeah. Like that was like that happened on Twitter for like just a day. Like it wasn't that long. Oh. So it was probably one of those days where you just don't want to enter Twitter because who wants to enter Twitter like without, oh gosh. But
right. Just
that's just oof. But yeah, some people were saying that that 17 should copyright Mamamoo for using Korean words. Like, yeah, it was just a hilarious bit. But, like, God, so many people want to bring down Mamamoo, which is just hilarious at this point. Not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Well, girlies, here we are. It's going to be the end of the episode. And I want to know, like, what did you think of the teaser? Do you think that it was culture appropriation? Do you think it was culture appropriation? Wait, what is your view?
Did you just,
I'd love to hear you in the comments.
Did you just repeat cultural appropriation twice?
Did I?
Yes.
Oh, no. I thought it was girlies, no.
That's okay, don't worry.
I don't know. I'm going to edit this full thing.
No, you're not.
Thing.
Don't. Face the truth.
God, I hate you so much. Let me do my thing. Okay, so hold on. So, girlies, I know you love the episode, but I want to hear your thoughts. Do you, like, what do you think about the teaser? What do you think about Desimoo's coming to defend the thing? Do you think it was culture appreciation? I can't even say it now.
Come on.
Appreciation. I can do it.
Okay, let me do this. What do you guys think it was? Cultural appropriation or cultural I can't do it either. What? Appreciation. Got it. Do you think it was cultural appropriation or appreciation? You guys choose. Leave a comment down below. Wait, this isn't YouTube. Make sure to listen to my
podcasts. Well, no, technically they can. Technically they can because it's Anchor. And then they could just do it on my Twitter.
Okay, leave a comment on my Twitter about all the things you want me to talk about on my podcast. And it's been a lovely evening with you all. And sayonara. Bye. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I just want you to impersonate me for an entire episode. That'd be so funny.
We just impersonate each other. Just.
Oh my gosh. You freaking. Oh, you suck. Okay. So, first off, David, I need to give them your Twitter because you need followers. I mean, look at this. I'm looking at your profile. It's pathetic.
You're pathetic. Granted, don't do that to me, okay?
Granted, you have more followers than me, but I mean, we don't talk about that. But, girlies, his Twitter handle is rgus4x4. The by is an X, and I will put it. What is going on?
Oh, my God. This trip decides to pass now? What the hell? Okay, let me go to another place. I'm so sorry for that.
Hold on. I need to end it. Okay, wait a minute. There's so much crap happening. So, okay, I'm just going to leave that in because that's pretty funny. Okay, so, listen, girlies. His Twitter handle is rgus4x4, And I'm going to leave it in the description, so you need to go check it out because he's always tweeting something funny. You need to follow me at WhatAroundRadish to find the latest and greatest. I'm always tweeting something interesting, so be sure to be there and hit that bell so you know when I tweet. And also, keep in mind that every podcast episode that I upload is pinned to my profile, so you always know the latest episode. And, you know, let me know, like, who you voted for. What do you think about that whole situation? And, girlies, we will see you in the next video. Bye!
Bye-bye!